Mindy. Whoa, you've got a lot of index cards on your idea board. What's going on?
Well, I just had the strangest dream last night, so I'm trying to get it sorted out. You know, to find the meaning of it.
Well, maybe I can help. I did just finish a great docuseries about a neuropsychologist who solves mysteries.
Ooh, a detective scientist who inspects brains and behaviors? I like it. Okay, so here's what I have so far. The dream started when this lobster who had human hands came to me for a manicure.
Did this lobster have human feet, too?
What? No, that would be ridiculous. But speaking of feet, Dennis came along, and he had 8 of them, and they were all wearing rollerblades.
Oh, that sounds more like a nightmare, Mindy.
And here's the real kicker, Guy Raz. I was a donut in this dream.
What do you mean you were a donut?
I mean, I was a walking, talking, thinking, feeling maple syrup donut.
Wow, okay, well, there's a lot to unpack here. So, why don't we get started with our game show, and then we can come back to analyzing this very interesting dream later.
Sounds good. Cue the sprinkles.
And roll in the set in 3, 2, 1...
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Wicked Awesome, or just Wicked, it's...
2 Whats and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Welcome back, Wowzers. It's time for another dreamy round of 2 Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about heavy metals and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, earthquakes can turn water into gold?
Or was it B, in ancient Egypt, people used copper to dye their hair orange?
Or was it C, gold medals from the Olympics are actually made of bronze and coated in 24-karat gold?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Calvin from Rhode Island. Calvin, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Calvin. I live in Wakefield, Rhode Island. My wow in the world is that earthquakes can turn water into gold. Say hi to Reggie for me. Bye.
Winner, winner, copper for dinner.
Calvin, that is correct. Contestants, if you guess the answer A, that earthquakes can turn water into gold, you found the winning wow. Congratulations.
The seemingly impossible happens deep, deep underground, where water fills in some spaces between rocks. That water down there is kind of unusual, with elements like silica and carbon dioxide floating in it. Earthquakes move the rocks and the water so fast that sometimes gold is left behind.
Ooh. Now, if you guessed B or C, you weren't too far off. In ancient Egypt, people didn't use copper to dye their hair. They used plants instead. First, they would shave off all of their hair, and then, using material from plants, they would dye it, curl it, and turn that hair into wigs. Wigs of all different colors. Red, blue, green, and yellow.
And if you chose C, gold medals at the Olympics are actually made of mostly silver, though each must be plated or covered with at least 6 grams of pure gold. Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible Olympic chicken nugget medals. Wait, what?
Who needs a gold medal when you can have a golden chicken nugget hanging around your neck? Now you can proudly wear your achievements around your neck and eat them too.
Okay, well, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break now, but in just a moment, we'll be back for another round of Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
Making something original and creative is hard, but sustaining that is even harder. I'm Guy Raz from How I Built This, and I just want to say congratulations to NPR's Planet Money for 1,000 episodes, and it's still so smart and surprising and delightful as ever. Just check out Planet Money's episode 1,000 celebration to see what I mean.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back. It's time for today's round of Two What's and a Wow. Today's category is...
dreams. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are about to present you with three scientific statements about dreams. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats?
All right, let's get started. Which of the following statements about dreams is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, about 1 in every 10 people cannot see their dreams?
Or is it B, some octopuses change colors when they dream?
Or is it C, research suggests that porcupines sing while they dream?
One more time, is it A, about 1 in every 10 people can't see their dreams?
Or is it B, some octopuses change colors when they dream?
Or is it C, research suggests that porcupines sing while they dream? When you think you've got the correct answer, write it down on a piece of paper.
And then fall asleep on that paper.
And be sure to check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Sweet Dreams.
We challenge you to go to sleep.
You heard that right. We want you to get a good night's sleep tonight. But before you go to sleep, keep a journal next to your bed.
And once you wake up, write down any dreams you might remember. The faster you write down what happened in your dream, the more likely it is that you'll remember it.
Then, once you have your dream recorded, take a photo. Grown-ups, you can send these photos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, when we'll play another round of... Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.